Hello friends, we are studying chapter 10. Chapter 10 is on measuring, analyzing, optimizing campaign. As you read this, I'm sure you got a perspective that similar terms you heard earlier. Yes, you are right. We have learned same things under, say, pay-per-click or say influencer marketing, etc. So, or an SEO marketing. However, here it is on a macro level, which is internet marketing level. So steps to measure internet marketing campaign. There we have learned steps to measure effectiveness of the pay-per-click, mobile SEO, etc. Analyzing, optimizing internet marketing campaigns. How do you do that and common challenges? So with this, let me introduce you to this concept that is essentially across different strategy and tactics that you may use. It is required that you put in place your internet marketing effectiveness and optimization approach in place. For that, you require a data in the sense the real-time data is available to you. Whatever channel you use, whatever platform that you use, there are various analytical tools that will provide you with the data. Now, analyzing that, you come to know the strengths and weaknesses and what works for you, what doesn't work for you. Accordingly, you get into corrective or optimization mode. So, what this particular page essentially highlights that those who practice internet marketing has to have the things in place, which is measuring, monitoring first. So there has to be a cyclic nature. There has to be way to measure. There is KPI, etc. You have to have a data to support. Yes, real-time data is available. And then you take appropriate decisions. All this is vis-a-vis with the marketing objectives converted into internet marketing objectives, specifically driving your selection of a platform, which is social media or Instagram or any other internet marketing platforms. So with that, let us say that key measurement internet marketing campaign. So how do you do this? So key measurements in internet marketing campaign. So what do you measure? So what are those things that you look at it? Effectiveness assessment. So effectiveness is what? Input to output ratio. Evaluating campaign success through key performance indicator. We have seen as earlier there for here at an integrated marketing level, internet marketing level, you will put up key performance indicators. There we have earlier seen that for every pay-per-click, you have to have a KPI. For mobile SEO, you have to have a KPI. For content marketing, you can have an KPI, key performance indicator. But same thing, what it tells you, internet marketing aspects should be represented in the key performance indicator method so that there is a measurability quotient to that. Resource allocation, overall flexibility of a digital media, because real-time data is available, you are easily able to withdraw yourself and invest your money elsewhere. What you are able to do is proper resource allocation to achieve better ROI. Then comes budget optimization. Same thing, because your decisions are data driven, you are able to optimize your budget, means spend less, recover more. Identifying opportunities and weaknesses, again based on the data that you have from the real-time analytical tool that provides you, you are able to know exactly your campaign strengths and weaknesses, and therefore what works for you, what doesn't work for you, and that you can leverage to your advantage. So that's where you are able to identify your next best step. Understanding audience behavior. Constantly, audience behavior is changing based on the external and internal stimuli that he faces. So nothing remains constant even for you. Something which was working for you 6 months back may not be working for you today in terms of consumer behavior change that has taken place. So learn to know what is changing, and then put this by way of engaging better with the customer. If the better engagement is going to then subsequently lead you to the other benefits. Refining targeting and messaging. Internet marketing allows you to do even micro targeting, and you can keep them mutually exclusive. So you are able to get into a very specific targets and then communicate with them. So that leads to higher engagement. Continuous improvement. Regular measurements, timely, time-bound, and in a real-time databases analysis provides you an opportunity, a scope to improvise. So it's not that everything is about what's not working. It's that, okay, here by doing this, you have achieved these milestones. Can I take step forward? Can I go higher? Can I raise my bar? So that way also you can bring in improvement. Optimizing customer experience. So overall, your digital marketing implementation would have covered various journey steps. So if I had to give you an idea about airline booking tickets, so it can be through an agent, it can be through online, it can be through kiosk at some places. All these things is a journey. Now, how are you able to optimize his experience at different touch points? So that's also a part of internet marketing. Competitive advantage. Constantly, we have seen that today that there are platforms, tools who provide you even good idea about what competition is doing, what are the keywords they use, what are the channels that they use. This analysis will also be required for your effective internet marketing. Maximizing return on investment, which is nothing but revenue you generate over costs you have spent or the investment that you have made. So at the end of your entire click-through rate and conversions, etc., and sales that you generate, you are able to calculate return on investment. And this can be done even for different channels. So like influencer marketing, yes, you can calculate ROI. Pay-per-click, you can calculate ROI. So that's the power. Proactive decision-making, data-driven analysis empowers well-informed decisions. So you are not taking a blind shot. You are taking informed decisions of diverting fund to a most working offer, most working channel, etc. ROI calculation is feasible because there is a lot of data that is being provided. And as a result, with codes and with various such things, you are able to really micro-segregate. And therefore, you are able to calculate ROI not even at a macro level, but even at a micro level. Say for ROI for influencer marketing, pay-per-click, I just mentioned. Identifying trends, analyzing data reviews, trends in the consumer behavior, what is shifting at the consumer end, and that will help you to predict probably the future shift, and therefore you can align better in advance. Meeting business goals, regular measurements ensures campaigns align with overall business objective. Business objective or the business cycle is 1 year, but digital this thing changes are not going to be linked to your change of business cycle. It is continuous. So now can you refine your business tactics, the internet marketing tactics, to align with your achievement of the business goals? So that's also one of the aspects. So what we have learned, post which we get into understanding steps to measure internet marketing campaign. How do you go about measuring the internet marketing campaign, internet marketing campaign's performance? In other words, so you start with key performance indicators. So set key performance indicator for content marketing, for PPC, okay, for SEO. So that is what you have to fix it up, followed by traffic. You work out, take the total number of visitors through various channels. So traffic that is originating to your website or a digital property, they come through you which channel. There are analytical tools like Google Analytics helps you. That will give you an idea as to which channel is working better for you. Conversion rate, that is the rate at which you are able to finally get a final customer. So what is that conversion rate? That can be also for each channel. So that's a very important aspect. Click-through rate. Whatever fulfillments, whatever that you have given customers to act upon, how much are they using it? So that click-through rate will tell you what is working, what is not working, which offer is liked, which offer is not liked. And now those perspective will help you shape up your future tactics. Bounce rate. So bounce rate, as I told you earlier, it's like the page or the offer where customers spend least of the time. If that's the case, you need to act upon. So bounce rate is a signal that this one is not been attended by the customer. Cost per conversions, that is how much you spend to get one final customer buying your product. Now that affects your profitability per customer. Remember, if the cost of conversion goes above, the profitability per customer goes down. So effort is to see that over a cycle, CPC should gradually come down. So your profitability goes up customer acquisition cost. Same applies to acquisition of the customers, acquiring new customers. So acquiring new customer is fair enough, where your because your acquisition cost is high, your profitability will be lower. But once you have them, that's the logic. Then you are going to sustain them at a lower cost of investment. So you are looking at a longer term benefit. But one has to have an eye on this not going out of hand. So that's the cost of acquisition related assessments, return on investment. So you assess each campaign channel return that they provide you. Okay, so return on investment is very important aspects. Which channel works better? Which channel gives you better revenue? Social media engagements, here we have seen, especially in the influencer marketing, but that engagement rate statistics is available to you and for otherwise. So you see that which channel is generating what level of engagement. And then if it is within your set goals, it is within the industry average, etc., you can say that your this thing is working very well. Email open rate, click-through rate, I have earlier also defined. You have sent 1 lakh email, out of which how many have opened your email? That's your open rate. Click-through rate, within the email body, when they are learning, there are certain links you have given. Are they using them? So that's your click-through rate. So this and similar such parameter, unsubscribe and those things I told you, are your another parameters of evaluation. Lead generation and conversion, a funnel. So that's a concept that one has to understand. Track leads and their progress through conversion process. So lead once comes in your hand from suspects, which is say like billions of unknown customers, you have prospects, which is your target group. However, all may not be your customer. There are few who raise finger through your this digital connect or internet marketing. They are the lead. After that, you need to know how the lead progress takes shape. So that's what lead funnel. Lead funnel management is very crucial. You have to ensure that lead doesn't drop out. Lead doesn't become dead till you hear from them. Okay, I'm no longer keen to buy your product. That's okay. But unknowingly should not disappear out of your radar. That's where customer relationship management programs are today playing that vital role. Customer lifetime value, that is how much will you capture a business volume or a value throughout his segment life. Suppose teenager is my segment, as I earlier also probably mentioned, 13 to 19 years is their lifespan that they are going to be with me. Within those years, how much worth of sale I can expect to have. So that's the lifetime value of the customers. Having said that, then you measure for every teenagers of your organization as a customer, how much have you been able to extract? Search engine ranking, search engine optimization, you do what? Achieve what? Improve your ranking in the list of search. So whether you are able to achieve that or not. So that's the search engine ranking. Mobile responsiveness is the percentage of mobile traffic. Percentage access, the percentage of mobile traffic to prioritize mobile optimization. So how much traffic you are able to generate through mobile. Now that itself is a symbolic of good mobile adaptability or good mobile setting that you have done in your website design, etc., so that it becomes very friendly and therefore customers are finding it easy to deal with you on mobile site. Geographic and demographic data, Google Analytics and all provide you this data from where the links are emerging, from where the traffic is coming, country, location, etc. So when you do that, and certain demographic information is provided to you, the age, etc., which they have captured when you have first time registered yourself at any online, you know, platforms. So this is what will help you to further target or strategize your specific target segment oriented marketing. So now we enter into understanding the steps to measure internet marketing campaigns. So what will you do? So that's a step-by-step guideline. Web analytics and tracking. So it's like we are continuing. Remember that we are continuing these steps to measure internet marketing campaign. We have learned point one, which is various matrices. I am just going this way. Measuring key performance indicator is the first step. So you must know for you which measuring aspects will you have, indicators will you have in your internet marketing campaign assessment. The second is web analytics and tracking tools. Website is a crucial center stage of your entire internet marketing campaign. So have a proper web analytics and a tracking tool being applied. Google Analytics is one. And within that, set your website KPI, whether it's a unique visitors, whether repeat visitors, or the kind of a response rate, etc. What is it that you want to, time spent you want to increase? What is it that you want to achieve? That should be very clear. Here are some popular web analytics tools. So Google Analytics, yes, I have earlier also done it, so that I don't think so that I have to get into it much. It's a very comprehensive tool, gives you a lot of data, the traffic, the division of traffic, unique visitors, etc. The behavioral changes that you notice, conversion rates that is taking place, fulfillments that has been utilized, okay, advanced demographics and all, location and age specific. So these are those aspects which will help you know. After you do the campaign, this data will come to you. But though it is after you release a campaign, but this and similar past data enables you to plan your future this thing very well. Google Tag Manager simplifies the process of adding and managing tracking codes and tags on a website without requiring web development assistance. So websites are done by some experts once, when you order him. Later on, you still need certain insertions in it for which you don't have to go to them. This is a platform which helps you with that. Facebook Pixel. So like Google, this is a new term for Facebook. That's also nothing but a tracking code it provides you. So for each of your campaign, you have a unique tracking code, and that using that tracking code and the Facebook analytics, you are able to get certain performance data. Likewise, it is for LinkedIn Insights, Twitter Pixel. They all are respective platforms given specific solutions to you that helps you to get certain performance data. So that's what we are learning how to measure. So this and similar such things helps you to measure. Hotjar. Now these are those privately built, applications or a platform that also provides you with a lot of analytical data. Hotjar, it provides heat map. It's like a on a particular point, the heat map on the location, heat map probably on the groups of people visiting, etc. So there are heat maps created, visitors data is available to you, user feedback tools are provided, etc. So this and many such things, they are there in Hotjar, Crazy Egg, they and similar such platform, they provide you performance monitoring aspects in different way. You have to decide which one is appropriate for you and then repeatedly use it. You can't jump between one and the other because both may not really be using same algorithm. So consistency in your use of a particular platform is very critical. Third aspects, I will go back again because titles are missing. Steps to measure internet marketing. So we have studied two steps. Now we enter into the third step, which is A/B testing. We have learned more than once what is A/B testing, that is split test. Create one variable which you change, others thing remaining same. So whether your offer changes, which could be price reduction, additional volume, or varieties offer. So those kind of things you keep changing in different localities. And see which is a campaign that is generating you the better conversion rate, better sale. That is what is A/B testing. On pay-per-click also we have studied. So in internet marketing, because geofencing and various things are possible, doing A/B testing is literally kind of a mandatory step. One has to understand that. Conversion funnel analysis, I think just some time back we have seen that lead funnel. So likewise, it is a conversion funnel wherein how conversion is getting optimized. So once you have a lead which is maturing, how the conversion is shaping place. So conversion funnel understanding, there are various stages. Now each platform that you use for that conversion analysis will have its own matrices, and they themselves calculate for you But you get regular use will give you an idea what at what stage either your conversion rates are falling down. So then once you know that, you can get into corrective steps that will improve your future conversion rate. So conversion funnel analysis, funnel analysis steps, most of it we have discussed as it is earlier. Conversion goals. So decide what percentage or what part of your this thing you want it to be converted. You start with that. There are various funnel stages you laid down. Put a tracking, so either through a tracking code, etc. Traffic sources, you should be very clear about from where you get your inbound traffic, so to say. Entry points, user behavior, change in behavior, content, and you know its impact that you study, A/B testing, which is testing of it, conversion rates, statistics, implement remarketing strategy. We have earlier studied those who have come and shown an interest in your product. You try to reach out to them again if they have not already become a customer. That is remarketing, and monitor and ideate. So it's like evaluate and do optimization. We have studied that. Fifth one, customer segmentation and personalization. Segmentation is identifying homogeneous group. I have given an example and I'll repeat that. For a sanitary pad, earlier it used to be only kids. Today you have kids and adult diapers. So diapers, kids and adult diapers. So that way, here you know you are able to determine the preference because of their similarity in the buying characteristics, and this will help you to personalize your communication. When personalization takes place, the interest develops, connect establishes, and therefore readability, comprehension and engagement is better. So that's what is the crucial aspect. Sixth is social media matrices and listening. There are various social media matrices we have already studied, so you decide which one is appropriate. There is also social media listening tool, as they say. What has been discussed about your brand in the market? You come to know using the social media listening tool. So how do you then, from their negativity, you try to minimize, positivity, you try to flourish. So that is a utility. Cost optimization and ROI analysis. Optimization means getting best out of what you spend. So you remember that real-time data analysis and your ability to change the budgetary allocation, etc. That allows you to have the cost maximization, optimization, and return on investment is finally improving your click-through rate, conversion rate, etc. And then selling rate, you are able to get a better return on investment. So that's another step, seventh step. Eighth step is continuous improvement and iteration. So just before that, we have seen KPI which is not working as expected, root cause analysis. That root cause analysis will give you improvement pathways. And when you do that and when you iterate, keep trying something. Something will work, something constantly may not work. But all this will lead you towards continuous improvement. So something is definitely better than the previous stage, and that may yield you better outcome. So we come to the next section, analyzing, optimizing internet marketing campaigns. So that's the heart with which we started the entire aspects of this particular chapter. Here, idea is that how do you analyze? What do you gain out of analyzing, which is converting it into optimization opportunity? So we will study this as we move forward. So we now study how do you optimize your internet marketing campaign. Again, as I've mentioned earlier, most of it you will find something similar that you have heard me before. Start with the clear goals. Define what's a goal with which you are starting your internet marketing campaign. It could be traffic, it could be brand awareness, it could be conversion rate improvement, it could be sale. Be very clear, followed by the data analysis done on a regular basis. Digital marketing throws tons of data on a real-time basis. Now it's up to your ability to funnel them, analyze them, and then make a meaningful outcome of it. That will help you to take a database decisions for channel selection, channel deletion, budget allocation, reallocation, etc. Going forward, identify the top performing channels. So as I told you, social media, within that Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, etc. The paid searches that for which the channel that you use, etc. All these things through a data you are able to determine which channel is more impactful and effective for you. Optimize your landing pages. Optimize your landing pages means ensure on a continuous improvement basis they become more and more user friendly. This is possible if you do better A and B testing, split testing as we learned earlier. That will help you to really redesign or keep changing certain weaker part of your landing page so that it becomes very optimized. Going forward, advanced ad copy, enhanced ad copy and its creatives. We see the quality score that the crawler and those sites give it to you based on the copy and the creativity and its linkages with the key words and those aspects. So try and look at that area. How can you make your advertisement copy more and more relevant, centered around search engine optimization or a keyword, so to say, etc. Personalization and segmentation. Segmentation is different target segments on a digital marketing platform. At least in the internet marketing, you have feasibility of coining many micro segments also and keeping still them mutually exclusive. And then once you have them through ad groups and through various other techniques that we have learned earlier, you are able to create a better personalization. Better personalization means immediate acceptance, and therefore the communication receipt is better, engagement is better, and therefore conversion is better. So those are the things. Optimize for mobile. We have time and again, it has been mentioned, today world has moved to mobile. Most of the internet traffic is originating from mobile devices. So your entire internet marketing strategy, that websites and those landing pages and all other digital properties, has to be optimized for the mobile. So that is a very critical, including, as we have learned also, pay-per-click are separate for mobile. So that one has to constantly see that, am I mobile friendly? That aspect has to come in. Implement remarketing. We have learned remarketing as a re-engagement strategy to some of the customers who have come to you, assessed you, evaluated you, but they have not become your customers. So how to bring them back, how to connect with them so that brand reminder, brand awareness comes in and maybe the consideration will come. So that's about remarketing. Monitor competition. Every aspect that you do, equally and similar such information is available about your competition's internet marketing. Keywords, channel used, engagement rates, all aspects of competition, this thing also, if you keep in front of you and then devise your internet marketing strategy, probability is that you will be able to be more effective. You will be able to create more differentiation. You will be able to reach out to your target audience better at the right time. And therefore, the engagement and conversion rate will be better. Test and iterate. So we have learned A/B testing as well as continue to improvise. There are many tools available to you, Hotjar and various other things that we have spoken earlier, that tells you where the page speed is slow, where the download is getting affected, and similar such other aspects. Once you analyze, you are able to improvise, you are able to iterate, you are able to get into continuous improvement. So that aspect should not be forgotten. Measuring ROI, that is calculate channel wise, calculate strategy and tactics wise, pay-per-click, content marketing, influencer marketing. For each of those things also you can, vis-a-vis overall, you can understand your return on investments. Stay informed. Change are so constant, change are so rapid. So even SEO algorithm approach may change. You should be familiar if Google is undertaking such changes, etc. So with all those changing things, are you still in sync? Are you still aligned? Are you still optimized in the internet marketing or not? That will really create engagement with your customer, and therefore more and more preference will come towards you. Optimizing internet marketing campaign is an ongoing, this thing we have studied. At the end, what I'm trying to tell you is, it's not one-off activity. It's ever and constantly evolving aspects. So there is to be a method in madness, as we say, wherein you constantly evaluate real-time data, look what is working for you, what is not working, what is technical difficulties, technical abnormalities which is preventing you from getting your KPIs, etc. get into improvisation and create better milestones for you. Tactical milestones will lead you to success. So with this, friends, we enter into a next section, common challenges in measuring, analyzing, optimizing internet marketing campaign. So some of them are gathering and analyzing data from multiple platforms. We have just discussed there are so many channels available to you, and for each the tons of real-time data coming to you. How do you get into measuring, evaluating, and then finding the things which is not working for you, and then getting into corrective this thing by the time something has further changed? So evaluating that study. So all those things, however, one solace is they are all database, they are all inferences driven changes that you will bring. But this itself is a challenge. The second is ensuring accuracy in paid social advertising campaign. We have studied when you do a paid campaigns, paid search or paid insertions, etc., social media campaigns, etc., there are many difficulties. Your own ability to select right profile starts with that. Though they may offer you a lot of algorithmic options, but do you understand that? Vis-a-vis even in the Instagrams and even in that influencer marketing, we have studied about possible frauds and all. So this is another challenging aspect, selecting relevant matrices and objective. There are so many things that we have studied earlier, so many matrices. Which one is just right for me for the kind of objective for which I am doing this campaign? So that determination has to be very much in place, for which you need to be very clear what each matrices means. And then once you decide, where you decide it's a number there, so this should be my engagement rate of influencer marketing, then you monitor, that is will be more effective. But without that knowledge, if you get into it, there will be a subjectivity. So that's what another challenge, interpreting and evaluating data effectively. The data which is coming to you on a real-time basis, how do you receive, collate, compile and infer out of it? So that is itself is an art. Yes, there are many statistical tools available. Once applied, you may get certain obvious inferences, but many times it requires cross-tabbing to arrive at some specific inferences. All those things will be required. So that's a skill, and that's very rare to very limited to find. And so that's also another challenge, optimizing and enhancing campaigns. So measuring and analyzing campaign is just a beginning. Now you will come to the limitations. After limitations, what? So that's where the optimization and enhancing starts. So once you know where you are getting stuck, say image quality or image is not rightly set, so that your download speed is getting affected, so searches are getting into buffer, etc. So what do you do? You see that your copy is not coming out well. So what do you do on content marketing? You see your pay-per-click is not becoming effective. So what do you do in that? Influencer marketing is a certain micro or certain nano influencer or a macro influencer, or they are not yielding you the desired engagement. So what do you do? So all those aspects are optimization and enhancement challenges. By adopting a systematic approach that encompasses setting up of starting with the clear goal, choosing relevant matrices, then integrating data, so database inferences, then proficiently interpreting insights, so the analysis of it, and then making data-driven optimization. We just studied that itself is a challenge. Okay, marketers can effectively surmount these challenges, means overcome these challenges in measuring and analyzing the internet marketing campaign. So we have just concluded these points, helps you to know the limitations and then thereby helps you to optimize your internet marketing campaign. Optimization will give you better yield, so return on investment. So to summarize this chapter, friends, what we embarked upon is to study how do you measure and optimize your internet marketing campaign, wherein we started with understanding KPIs, what is KPIs and different KPIs thereof. We got into how do you measure the effectiveness by getting into tracking and quantitative evaluation of it through various certain tracking mechanisms like KPI and all. which is aligned with the goals and objectives that you set. Later, we got into understanding what needs to be analyzed, that analysis is helping you to optimize your internet marketing campaign. So optimization is a very crucial aspect of successful internet marketing. So that also we have kind of understood. So at the end, so that's what I just concluded. Optimization will help you to do what? So various elements of the entire campaign can be handled under the optimization. So right from content, PPC, to influencers, to a channel selection, etc., time of release, scheduling aspects, etc., will help you to create right time, right channel-based communication, and therefore get desired attention, involvement, and therefore the better click-through rate, leading to better conversion, leading to higher sale and better return on investment. So with that, we conclude this chapter. Thank you, friends.